fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of November. Your prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to drive your bug-out route at night. If you got more than one, drive those routes at night both ways. Everything's different at night, especially when you get into rural areas where there's no ambient light from street lights and so forth. So that's your prepper tip of the day. A quick reminder, my Black Friday sale begins immediately. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. The Black Friday sale goes until midnight Monday. Midnight Monday. Place your order, you'll be paying full price. I refund the difference. Also, another quick reminder, I'm looking to hire a marketing person. I need help marketing myself as a speaker. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the hour I look forward to every week when we visit with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand, comprehend, and eventually become quite expert in understanding and communicating that knowledge of the international communist conspiracy. And his website is jrnyquist.com. That's jrnyquist.com. And Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jeff, you've been holding out on me. I did not know that you're featured in the film Sabotage, the movie. I just found that out the other day.
Yeah, there's a segment that I did. Yes.
Well, indeed. Congratulations on that. I don't think the film's been released yet. I hope to get a review copy of it in an interview, perhaps the producer or the director or somebody. It looks like a well-done film. Have you had a chance to see it yourself yet?
I have seen preliminary segments, but I haven't seen the whole thing. I think the thing is very long.
Well, it's a feature. Really long. I think it's about an hour and a half film. I don't have that in front of me here. But it's a full-length movie, very professionally shot and edited, and it looks certainly worthwhile. I think people can pre-order it and get a bit of a discount if they order it right now. I might even go so far as to get a small inventory and sell those myself. It looks well done, and it appears to...
It is.
Yes.
Brandon House, who has put it together, is very smart, and he's done incredible research, and he's talked to a lot of people.
Right.
And
right.
So it's really valuable. It is.
It is. Now, Jeff, just this morning it occurred to me I wanted to look up, and I haven't looked at this list of this list of 45 communist goals that was read into the Congressional Record, January 10th, 1963. So we're looking at 55 years ago. I know you're aware of this, and you know, I think you and I have talked about this before, but it's very important because, you know, looking at this list now, I can see where most of these things have either been achieved or are in the process of being achieved. Things that 55 years ago were so far off the charts crazy, people must have thought, this is insane. They wouldn't attempt to do some of these things. I've got the list here in front of me, Jeff, right now. And here's number 26, for example. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Well, homosexuality is a mental illness. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1963, if you were to say, well, this is where we'll be in half a century, people would say, oh, come on, you know. Let's join the aliens for barbecue on the White House lawn. This is so off the charts crazy.
Communist active measures, Soviet active measures to manipulate us are effective. They work.
They're brilliant. You know, we have to give credit where credit is due. And the focus groups that the communists have, which include psychological professionals, legal professionals, healthcare professionals, economics professionals, they have focus groups that spend lots of time determining what will work, what will be effective. They understand human nature better than almost anybody, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
And they make use of that knowledge.
Yeah, I had forgotten that part on the list. Yeah, the list is, you know, when you go, the other interesting thing to do with that list of communist goals is ask yourself why, what they're trying to accomplish by the various things there. You know, ask yourself how that works out for them. And after a while, it's a good exercise because then it sort of teaches you strategy, because there's strategic reasons for all these things.
It
helps the Soviet Union. It helps China. It helps the communists here in the United States, because everything that messes us up makes them stronger.
Well, look at number 30 here. Discredit the American Founding Fathers. Now, in 1963, if you attempted to discredit Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves, you would have been laughed out of the room. People would have said, so what? That was part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the way it was. That was that, and but now it's become mainstream, where we have people attempting to discredit the founding fathers because of the activity they engaged in, which was an accepted norm at the time. Here we go. Number 34: eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Well, that's done.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in the United States Congress don't know that the House Committee on Un-American Activities even existed. That's how long ago that was taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. And is on the list the elimination of the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
The other one, yeah. I don't think that's functioning either. I haven't heard that it's been functioning for
we have
more than 30 years.
Right. Well, the House, let's take, for example, the House Intelligence Committee. The men and women on that have direct access, because of security clearance that they possess, to the most sensitive parts of our intelligence community. on one hand. On the other, we do know, and it's been established, and I think Trevor Loudon has documented this, that some of these men and women have direct linkage to our enemies, both Muslims and communists. They could not get a legitimate security clearance to clean the toilets in the United States Congress, let alone be on the Intelligence Committee. We're literally killing ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, no, I mean, one phrase would be, we're too stupid to live. I mean, we are now electing openly communist people as to Congress. We're now electing people who are openly communist.
Now, number 23 is kind of interesting. It's kind of a side note, but it's important. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. And so I'm a member of our local arts council in Steelville, Missouri, and there's a different display every month, which occasionally brings up what's called, quote-unquote, modern art, which is meaningless globs of paint smeared on canvas. And you're supposed to stand there with your white wine in your hand and comment on the creative use of negative space.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, anybody who's taken an art course at a major university has experienced it, yes.
So that's a phrase I always, if I want to fit in with that crowd, with I don't drink wine in public because I have to drive a motor vehicle, but if I did have white wine in my right hand, I would stand there and politely say, whoa, what creative use of negative space?
Yeah, I had, when I was in college, and this is a long time ago now, I had an art class, and they went to a museum, and of course, I had to work or something, or I was sick. I couldn't go to the museum. So, but my buddy, who was very down to earth, he wouldn't kowtow to anything. And he was outraged by a painting at the Museum of Art in Los Angeles. He was outraged by a painting that was completely black. It was a painting that was black.
Right.
And the professor said something like, look at the subtle shades of gray. And he looked at him. He had such a withering look, I understand, that the teacher was afraid of him after that, the professor.
Oh, yeah. But they've, and we talked about this before. This is where the fun part ends and the serious part begins. The communists have limited resources. Look, all they're gaining in their number and financial wherewithal. But if you have limited resources, you focus those limited resources where you're going to get the most impact. So decades ago, and we're talking many decades ago, 50, 60, 70 years ago, they decided with intent to take control of the schools that teach the teachers. And they did that. Jeff, they took control of the schools that teach the teachers, spreading their poison to the most remote villages in this country. Now, I won't mention a school district, but a local school district in my area where I live, a very small country school, the graduating high school class has 50 students. There was a female teacher that got hired. She had all the proper credentials, graduated from a respected university, had a Missouri's teacher certificate, and began teaching there, and was accepted by the community and by the school as a good teacher, this young, attractive female teacher. So after her first year there, she comes back the second year to begin her second year, and she says, from now on, I want to be addressed as Bill.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, this is a school where high school students have 30-30 rifles in their vehicles during deer season and fly the Confederate flag from the back of their pickup trucks. That did not fly in this community. She finished out that school year, and she didn't have to be asked to leave. She did that on her own.
That was smart.
But I'm just saying, I'm using it as an example how this poison is spread to the most remote villages and communities of this entire country by the communists taking control of the schools that teach the teachers.
Well, that's where I first met my first communist. I went to get a teaching credential in 1982. They ended up trying to recruit me. They invited me to meetings. They liked me. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, it was here in Reagan's America, right? Or it was 1983. And I spent a period of years that I went back to university and in part because I wanted to understand what it is that I had encountered in 1983. And it was much more embedded. It was branching out throughout the university. They were taking over all the schools. It wasn't, you know, a friend of mine naively said, oh, I'm going to go back and study math. I said, you got to understand, they're in the math department too. He couldn't understand that. I said, no, they're in the math department. You got to understand.
Right.
It's affected everything. Engineering,
insidious.
Math.
Insidious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll show you my own naivety. 1972, I was training to become a paralegal, and I found out about a group called the National Lawyers Guild, and they were having their national convention in Austin, Texas. And myself and several students from St. Louis University Law School, Washington University, we went down there for this conference, and I thought, this is great. I'm about to become a paralegal here. I can become part of a professional association to help my career advancement and learn stuff that's important for my new career. So we walk in the door. The plenary session was going on in this big convention center in Austin, Texas. There's a female speaker behind a microphone, and I walk in the room, and the first thing I hear her say is, she's proud to be a communist. And I thought, oh, no, what have I gotten myself into? Well, I never attended any other function again after that convention, of course. But I found out later that the National Lawyers Guild is, in fact, a communist front organization, and that's what they do. They spread their poison throughout the legal community through the National Lawyers Guild. That's what they do, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are the legal arm of the Communist Party, basically.
They are. Now, they weren't, you know, they don't promote that publicly. I never would have went to Austin, Texas, if I had knowledge that the communists were in charge of this outfit. Now, one of the group that went with me, he ended up becoming a Missouri Supreme Court justice. The other young people, they all went on to become attorneys and have careers, and I think most of them are retired by now. But they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And there may be people, you know that you don't really, you know, because they hide it from normal people.
They do.
And they can even pretend, you know, they can infiltrate churches. They can infiltrate schools. They can infiltrate businesses and government offices. You just don't know what you're dealing with.
Number 20 and 21 on this list. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments. Editorial writing, policy making decisions. Number 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, television, and motion pictures. They've done that.
Yeah.
Absolutely they've done that. By design.
Absolutely. By design. Absolutely by design. It's not, you know, people think, it's a conspiracy theory. No. If you read Lenin's What Is to Be Done, as a book that Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, whose real name was Ulyanov, if you read that book, he says that the Communist Party, the revolution, requires the organization of a conspiratorial political party. That is a political party that's based on conspiracy. And he wrote it right there in plain Russian. It's been translated.
Hold that thought, Jeff. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of November. Quick reminder, my Black Friday sale begins immediately, $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Place your order, I'd refund the difference manually. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.com. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments. We're talking about the International Commerce Conspiracy. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jeff, this list that was written to the Congressional Record actually comes from the book titled The Naked Communist. The author was Cleon Skousen, and it is part of the Congressional Record, these 45 communist goals, many of which have been accomplished. Now, in 1963, if you were to tell a Boy Scout leader, who was probably an Eagle Scout himself as a young man, that homosexual men could become scout leaders, he would say, no, in your dreams. Men that are sexually attracted to other men are going to go into the woods with teenage boys for the weekend? Are you kidding me? That's not going to happen. Not in America. We're not going to have men sexually attracted to other men going to the woods with teenage boys for the weekend. That's not going to happen. But now it does, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yes, yes it does. And people should ask themselves, why would the communists be interested in promoting this? Why would our enemy, you know, want to do this to us? And I think that on reflection, they can maybe figure it out. There was a recent article in which, in fact, somebody was assailing Senator Joseph McCarthy for, you know, looking into homosexuals in the State Department and saying how outrageous this was. He was a homophobe, you know. But you got to understand the history of espionage, Soviet espionage, involved homosexuals. That the Cambridge spy ring, they were bisexual homosexuals in that spy ring. you know, Kim Philby, Blunt and Anthony Blunt and I forget the other fellow's name. There were four of them.
Philbin, was it Philbin? Was it Philbin?
Yeah, Kim Philby's spy group. Yeah, from Cambridge.
Philby.
There was a famous homosexual link. With they came out of Cambridge out of a group called the Apostles, who were famous, notorious for their homosexuality. But there was a homosexual scandal in the CIA in 1952, where an important figure in the CIA was caught in a park in Washington soliciting. Tried to solicit a police officer in Washington for sex. And, of course, this caused an unraveling of all kinds of things at CIA and other places. In fact, it ultimately led to the CIA, the head of the CIA, General Walter Bettel Smith, being you know, sort of maneuvered out of his position by President-elect Eisenhower in January 1953. And, of course, Bettel Smith was under investigation by the FBI for himself being a potential Soviet agent. So it's homosexuality is integral. And there is what people don't understand is that it was understood in those days that the psychology of the homosexual has to do with a failure to identify with the father. And that is a thing which people who are spies and traitors share in common. Spies and traitors also psychologically very often have a hatred of their father or an inability to relate to their father. And so there's this similarity psychologically, which, you know, we don't fully understand it, but it's there. And this was understood. I learned this from a really old psychologist who was a reader of my columns when I was at WorldNet Daily. And she contacted me, and she explained this to me, something I hadn't known.
Right, right. Well, I agree. Everything you said is absolutely true, and I agree with 100%. In addition to what you said, Jeff, please consider the following. There's something called an alpha male warrior, which when I was in Special Forces, for example, that's pretty much all we had were alpha male warriors, all 600 of us in the 6th Special Forces group and the 12th Special Forces group. Now, if Hillary had been elected president, Obama's presidential directive would have moved forward allowing the commander of a Special Forces group to a male colonel, they're full-bird colonels is what they are, to show up Monday morning wearing the uniform of a woman. That would have been allowed and have been acceptable as per the President Hussein Obama and soon to be President Hillary Clinton. The alpha male warriors are not going to stick around. Many of your best and brightest alpha male warriors are not going to be part of an organization led by a woman or a man pretending to be a woman. They'll be gone. They'll either get a different assignment or they just leave the military altogether. Same thing with the Boy Scouts. Parents are not going to tolerate their boys being part of an organization where a man attracted to other men sexually is going to be spending the weekend with their son out in the woods. So they're not going to be part of the Boy Scouts, all of which weakens the country. The more Eagle Scouts we have, the stronger our country is. The more alpha male warriors we have in the military, the stronger our country is. The less we have, the weaker we are. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, of course, in all of this, you see this alpha male warrior you talk about is a person of instinct. And instinct has a higher wisdom.
That's right. Here's our break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, the November 21st. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there that can educate you, inform you, maybe entertain you, possibly make you angry. And of course, we also have my website, The Energy Cleaners for Sale, and my Black Friday sale begins immediately. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Place your order before midnight. It's coming Monday. That would be Monday, November the 26th. If you're mailing a check or money order, make sure it's postmarked before that. You send the exact dollar amount with a check or a money order. Place your order on my website or my order line. You'll be paying full price. I refund the difference manually. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.com. www.thecometsconspiracy.com. And we're talking about the International Comets Conspiracy. That's what we're talking about. If you got a question or comments, give us a call. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Yes, John. Jeff, about the homosexuality, when they decided to allow homosexuals to be scoutmasters, a friend of mine's got two boys who's in scouts. And I asked him what he thought about it. He said, I don't have a problem with it. So they, as long as I leave my boys alone. And I said, how do you think these people procreate? They go out. He said, they can't have babies. I said, no, they go out and recruit. Yeah, they're young. You know, and it's a procreation for them to go out and get the young folks. That's the only comment I wanted to make. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Jerry. The number 40 here on this list of 45, Jeff, and here it is. Discredit the family's institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. When I first entered the legal profession back in 1972, no-fault divorce was just becoming the law in Missouri. And, Jeff, it changed everything. It changed everything. The divorce rate skyrocketed, and men and women, quite frankly, in large numbers, stopped getting married in the first place because of the easy route to divorce. So that plank was achieved relatively quickly, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, marriage ceased to be a binding contract once you had no-fault divorce.
That's right. It did not just happen. You know, I don't know the legislative history of it, but I believe if you peeled back layers of the onion, there was a high likelihood you would find members of the National Lawyers Guild and the ACLU back there in the 60s promoting this as a goal. Yeah. We got another caller here. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me back on. I have something I'd like to run by Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. First of all, let me say at the outset, I don't find myself disagreeing with what you say. I find I agree with almost everything you say. But kind of like John just did, I might want to do some addenda to add some things to what you say sometimes. But I wanted to point out, you were just talking about homosexuality and the bonding to the father relationships now. Unfortunately, it's been a long time since DSM-2 and DSM-3, and the psychological establishment has been infiltrated. And, the current refutation would be that theory of homosexuality is rooted in old-school psychodynamic, ideas of Freudian theory, which have been refuted, the Oedipus complex, the Electra complex, the five stages of psychosexual development, oral, anal, phallic, latent, and genital, and they would say that has been refuted. And so we have this infiltrated DSM-5 now out of which everything operates, and this is all whitewashed. So that sort of gives, the psychological academic history of that stuff. But let's also not forget that they've been literally lowering the testosterone levels of the Western male, of males worldwide, but especially the Western males in industrial countries. As the testosterone levels been going down, they've been giving us bisphenol A and all sorts of other, and soy and all sorts of other, estrogen mimickers, phenoestrogens and hormone disruptors and stuff like that. So there's actually a physical component to that. You know, we hear AJ and Alex Jones is broke in his gay frog controversy. It's sort of a twisted offshoot of that. So we have an actual physical chemical aspect as well as the psychological aspect of that. And as to, I'll just finish up and then let you rejoin. About the communism aspect of it, we've seen communism crash and burn, the Bolshevik era leading to, Soviet era in Russia and the buffer states. We've seen that crash and burn. And so, I hear people say, the conspiracy is communist. Or the conspiracy, the overarching conspiracy is fascist, or it is communistic Zionist. I look around, now bear in mind, communism as it's marketed to the masses is atheistic and doesn't believe in an afterlife or a god or anything like that. And yet when you look at Lenin's tomb in a steppe pyramid in the middle of a red square in Russia. That's a Freemasonic occultic Luciferian as it gets. If you look at the Supreme Court building in Israel and all the Masonic symbology in there, if you look in the streets of Washington, D.C., see all the Freemasonic symbology there. Is that they may market atheism to the masses, but at the highest levels, no matter in all these groups, I mean, even in Nazism, Hitler was an occultist, the Thule Society and stuff like that, there's always seems to be, among the elites, the leaders, an occultic Luciferian aspect of it, no matter which element of the conspiracy or of conspiracy you glom onto. So that's what I was thinking. What do you think?
Well, Lenin's tomb was designed by Bolsheviks who happened to be theosophists. So they weren't
right.
Masons. They were Bolshevik theosophists. Russia has these traditions. Madame Blavatsky was a Russian. That's where that came from. And it wasn't that it was officially recognized. It's just that the Bolshevik party was a motley crew back in the day. As far as the Thule Society, no, they weren't Masons. They were Nordic, you know, some of them wanted a pagan revival. It's we're not exactly sure. Of course, Hitler didn't belong to the Thule Society. It was people that helped him in his political
right.
career belong to it, like Rudolf Hess and Professor Karl Haushofer.
Yeah, Hess was very much a believer in that stuff, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, Hess was into the occult. I mean, if you read some of Hess's letters, you see allusions. He even uses allusions for magical rituals in his letters. So, you know, these people were involved in occultism. And the thing is, people involved in the occult, they aren't all part of one conspiracy. They're people who have always existed within society. They go back to the Babylon, to the Chaldeans. You know, the Chaldeans were calling, you know, you can go to the British Museum and see the cuneiform tablets that they first translated in 1866 of calling the seven evil spirits. I mean, the Chaldeans were summoning demons intentionally to attack their enemies. And we have the
right.
translations from the cuneiform. So this is very old. It isn't a
right,
single
exactly.
one unified conspiracy. The difference between
no.
that and communism is a unified global conspiracy, and it has killed more people than anything than all the wars of the last 1,000 years have killed. And it's quite organized and quite unified, communism.
Oh, yes. And what I'm suggesting, I agree. Again, this is, I always agree with you. But I would also add, if you look at the movers and the shakers, the esotericists who feed the exoteric doctrine to the masses, there is almost, you know, no matter which conspiracy you choose, no matter which world would be world ruling, conspiracy you choose, there's always some sort of, ultimately non-Jewish, non-Christian, esoteric, occultic emphasis among the leadership.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, you know, the church persecuted these cults. In fact, even the pagans, before the church came along, were persecuting these cults. There was a Dionysian cult in Rome in the 2nd century B.C. that Titus Livius writes about. And they found it was subverting the state. It was getting into the Senate, and they purged it. They did the equivalent of the Spanish Inquisition in the 2nd century B.C. in Rome. The Roman Senate did it. And the reason why is subversive organizations have always come up. They have always done, you know, there's a kind of Satanism involved in them. There's a dark spirit behind them. And it's not that they're unified, but except in the sense that they have this dark satanic spirit. I suppose that would be the unifying thread behind it all. But it's
that's
not,
what I'm suggesting. That's not, precisely what I'm suggesting, yes.
Right. They're not right. these, yeah, because you can't really find these things connected historically. They're not really connected, but they're connected spiritually. Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. As I say, I find myself in agreement with you when all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. But, the current war on actually... Sometimes I have to give credit where credit is due. The Carnival Barker, Alex Jones, is talks about it in terms of a war on humanity. And if you think about it, for Torah, Jews, and Christians, if you have the what's pointed out in Genesis, male and female created he them, And now we have an abject denial of that binary, you know, gender thing. And the whole thing seems designed to subvert the whole natural order of sexuality,
yes,
and male-female bonding.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it is. There is a perversion. See, perversion is not only sexual; it is spiritual. And I think that's the root perversion. All the sexual perversion is just a reflection of a deeper spiritual perversion.
All right.
Well, I totally agree. We'll stop on that note. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Next to last year, number 44, and it's supposed to 45, internationalized the Panama Canal. This was done under Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter basically gave up the Panama Canal, which is now run by our most likely enemy, Communist China. In fact, Communist China is building a new Panama Canal, and they also control the railroad between the east coast and the west coast of Panama. That's a major tactical strategic defeat, isn't it, Jeff?
Isn't it? It's incomprehensible that we allow the Panama Canal to fall under the control of Chinese administrators.
It is. It adds to get warships from the Pacific to the Atlantic, it adds, I don't have the numbers in front of me, probably more than 4,000 miles of travel to go around the tip of South America there to get from the Atlantic to the Pacific. That's a major, major strategic problem that we've got, and we're not going to get it back. The Chinese, once they got control of it, they're not about to give it up, are they?
No. In fact, I had the honor in 1999 of meeting Admiral William Maurer, who had been the head of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs when Nixon was president, maybe when you were in Vietnam. And he was trying to campaign. He was a real student of naval strategy, and he said the Chinese were attempting to control all the choke points and all the waterways, major waterways between all the oceans. And we had, you know, he tried to start a campaign to stop this and to raise awareness. Unfortunately, he did pass away. He was in his 90s, but he was fighting the good fight, and he just didn't get any support.
Right, right. Well, I had an instructor in college who's a retired naval officer, and we had several sessions talking about the Straits of Malacca and how vital they were to both shipment on the oceans, as well as strategic naval control in wartime, the Straits of Malacca. And there's other choke points around the planet as well that I wasn't aware that the Chinese want to control the choke points, but it makes perfect sense that they would want to do so, doesn't it, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it does.
Well, and they're building a blue water navy very quickly. That's been pointed out as a major issue with the communist Chinese, is they don't have a blue water navy, but they have a massive shipbuilding effort going on as we speak, don't they?
Yeah, and they're importing these carrier killer missiles from the Russians, so that, you know, the Russians have developed these new cruise missiles that can split an aircraft carrier in half. These things move just above the surface of the water, and they move at supersonic speeds, and there's no real reliable way to shoot them down. And so
right.
The U.S. Navy has a problem.
They do. They definitely do. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page told me that the Chinese have taken a supertanker, which is a really big ship, and rehabbed it and converted it to be a hospital ship. Now, a supertanker is a really big ship, and you can certainly handle and treat an awful lot of casualties. And I imagine the same ship could be used as a troop carrier as well, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Anything that big, yes, of course.
Because they would have facilities to provide housing for several thousands of men. I don't know how many thousands, probably 5,000 plus men could have sleeping quarters, a place to eat, and sanitary conditions and so forth. And I got a note from my engineer here. They could also be a prison if they were converted in a certain manner. So the Chinese are very clever people, and they fully intend to be They call this their century. The 21st century, as far as they're concerned, is their century, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, they have written about that and spoken about it, that the 21st century will be the century of China's rise.
And we hear a lot about racism, especially from the American communists. But you don't know what racism is until you've been around communist Chinese. You really don't. They know, and don't try to convince them otherwise, that the Chinese race is the most intelligent, the most athletic, the most handsome and beautiful, the most productive, have the best culture, that the Chinese culture is superior to all other cultures, and we are barbarians. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st November. My Black Friday sale has begun immediately. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, we've had an interesting conversation today. Your website, jrnyquist.com, is a place I encourage people to go to. I encourage people to get Jeff's books. You go to Amazon.com, put J.R. Nyquist in the search box, and all your books will pop up, won't they, Jeff?
I sent you an email with my most recent column. I haven't had a chance to post the connection on my website. It's at Epic Times, and it's about the destruction of constitutional government. And I encouraged everybody to read Epic Times, Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times.
Epoch Times. And, Jeff, I'd like an introduction to somebody at Sabotage the Movie, please. I want to contact these folks and get a review copy of this movie and interview them and promote this film. It really is something, in my opinion, every American needs to see the film Sabotage the Movie.
Yeah, definitely. Send me an email and or call me after the show, and
okay. And
I can hook you up with Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. This needs to become a priority. All of you out there, you need to get a copy of this movie. You need to watch it. You need to show it to friends and family. If the pastor will allow it to be shown at church, show it at church. People need to be aware of this. Absolutely. And we're down the last minute or two here. Any final comments here, Jeff?
Well, I would say that everybody should have a nice Thanksgiving. They should be thankful that our country's still here, that we're still able to fight for our freedom, that we have freedom of speech, that we could talk on a radio show like this about these issues, that the communists haven't taken over and crushed us yet. So, pray your prayer of Thanksgiving for tomorrow.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Thank you, Jeff. I don't want to be cut off by the music. We'll be talking privately soon. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it for the day here. We got the day off tomorrow. If you're listening on Thursday, the 22nd, Thanksgiving, you'll hear this show again. And that's fine. It was a great 2 hours. And I hope all of you can have a wonderful Thanksgiving, where we give thanks for the bounty that we have, the freedom we have, the opportunity to live in this magnificent country, the opportunity to make America great again. We need to do that. We need to bring us back to our what our culture can be, what it was once was, what it can be and should be again. That's what needs to happen. And all of us working together, we can accomplish that goal. And the communists will be defeated if they want to. And the Muslims can be defeated. And they can have their part of the world and live their lives. And we'll have our part of the world and live our lives. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.